food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
The last time you glanced down that grocery store aisle, snack aisle, were you just overwhelmed with a gazillion choices? Well, we have the answer for you today. We have with us in our Family Food Kitchen the well-known voice for healthy food nutrition, which is Joy Bauer. You've probably seen her on NBC Today or read her articles in Women's Day or at least one of her best-selling books. And she is here to tell us how to choose nourishing snacks. And I would say that with 24% of our calories coming from snacks, this has really become a fourth meal. Joy, why is this why it's so important for us to improve our quality of snacks?
Well, first, let me say thank you so much for inviting me on. I'm really thrilled to be here. And as you know, everybody loves to snack. I love to snack. My kids love to snack. And I think that it's probably the one thing that everybody universally gets tripped up on because, you know, if you wait until you're hungry and you grab for something, whether it's a vending machine or whether it's, you know, something from the assortment in the grocery store, there's so many suspect ingredients. There's a lot of refined sugar, and it sets you up to zap energy. And then what do? You grab another snack, and people wind up gaining weight. They feel horrible. So I think when it comes to snacks, the main thing that people want to think about is to select things that have nutrients, protein, fiber, antioxidants, things that are good for you. And you also want to cap those calories, even with kids. You don't want them to be more than 200 calories. So that's, to me, that's the sweet spot. It's enough to keep you feeling satiated and energized, but it's not so much that it's going to cause weight gain. And you want to make them accessible. You want to make sure that you plan ahead as moms, you know, as women, as men, so that when your stomach starts to rumble or grumble or scream feed me, you have the smart stuff right there.
Gosh, I mean, you really said so much information in just 2 minutes. I want to make sure everybody got that because you're so right. Snack became the fourth meal of the day, but it also became the most problematic meal of the day because people were looking at it as just like a filler, but it's really a missed opportunity to get nutrients. So I really loved how you commented about the protein. It should have fiber. So tell us again, what are the key ingredients you're looking for when you're snacking? I get it. You said under 200 calories, but what else must your snack have to be a nutrient-rich snack?
You know, you want real food. You want things like, you know, a sliced apple with some nut butter, or you want to mix a handful of whole grain cereal with some dried fruit and maybe some peanuts. You want baby carrots with hummus. So when you have the opportunity to have real food and to plan for your snacks in advance, that is the home run. And that's why it was so exciting for me to come out with a snack company, because I also realized that, you know, we're overscheduled, we're on the go, and a lot of people don't have the luxury to, you know, take a minute and actually go into their refrigerator and pack something to bring to the office or to bring to the soccer field or, you know, to make for their kids' lunchbox. So, I set out, you know, people think that all of a sudden, you know, overnight I came out with a snack company, but really for the last 3 years I've been sourcing ingredients, things like puffed quinoa and, you know, special almonds and perfect pineapple from Sri Lanka. And I have these non-GMO corn nuts from Valencia, Spain. And I season them up with all sorts of mouth-watering flavors and textures. And I have 28 different blends at this point. I can't even believe it. But all I want to do is I want to stay in my kitchen and I want to make snacks. But the name of the company is called Nourish Snacks. And I think what was so important to me, I hope that you've tried them, but what was so important to me was that each of the bags are perfectly portioned so that you cannot overeat it. And they're also, you know, they easily fit in your pocketbook or in a desk drawer or in a lunchbox. And they're all under 200 calories. And again, they've got either the protein or the fiber, but they're made with real food. Like, for example, we have this one blend. It's called Coco Loco. And it's clusters of granola that have chia seeds and puffed quinoa and cacao nibs and dark chocolate. So it tastes delicious, but I know that it is loaded with super ingredients.
Yeah. That, you know, it's funny you mentioned that one. I did get to try it, Joy, and I was so impressed. And I tried it at FENCY, which is, you know, Food and Nutrition Show for Registered Dietitians. So we're a picky bunch as it is when it comes to to snacks, right? But there you
but
were
you know
with
what?
Your booth
I love
amongst
picky
the
people. I love picky eaters. I love the people who are like sort of savvy health nuts. Like that's my best audience.
Yeah, well, you know, I wanted to, so I approached the table, and I was really hungry. I had just watched a couple of lectures. It was past 1 o'clock, past my lunchtime. I had skipped snacks, so I was definitely not in the right time frame, but needless to say, I grabbed a couple of the different flavors, and I said, well, I better grab a couple of these, because there's no way one is going to fill me up. Look how little they are, you know, they seem to me. So then I open exactly that one you're talking about with the chocolate and the coconut, and I found myself really satiated after the one bag, and I was so surprised by that. And then I started reading the ingredients, and I said, well, no wonder, it has the right stuff in it, you know? It's not that type of empty snack where you just ate a bunch of puffed wheat, and then at the end of it, you're still hungry. So it was a pleasure, and it was delicious, definitely one of my favorite ones. And you have so many, you have 20 different ones. You want to comment maybe on which ones you think are the best combination for kids, since we have so many parents listening to our show?
So we actually have a kids collection that we put together. Although so many of the varieties that are not in the collection, my kids will claim are their favorites, which is kind of funny. And my kids, like all of these snacks have to get 2 thumbs up before anything gets bagged. From my kids and my nieces and my nephews, and we invite like all the neighbors' kids over. Everybody comes to my house to eat. There's a lot of food. There's a lot of mess. But I would say for the kids collection, we have one called Buried Treasure. And Buried Treasure has wild blueberries, and they're little granola clusters that the kids go crazy for. So that's definitely one. Another one for the kids collection is Monkey Love. Monkey Love, a lot of kids call them monkey balls. It has a cult following here in New York City. It's chewy banana chocolate granola balls that are out of this world. And again, like all real food, they're only 150 calories, and you get a really nice amount in our slick little white bag. Let me think what else is in the kids' collection. Oh, Coconola Crispies. This is a cool one. This is a coconut vanilla crispy, crunchy granola ball. So that's another one that the kids tend to really like. We have a few others as well. I could sit and talk about snacks for the next 3 hours if you'll have me.
Oh, well, 3 hours. Why not? Let's just change the whole radio schedule and do that, because we're all hungry. You know what I love about it is that you these are what I call poppers. You can just, kids can just pop them in their mouth. And adults, while they're on the run, there's not this heavy, you know, the delivery system is just perfect for snacks.
There's another one that the kids go crazy for. It's called Mr. Popular. Have you tried that one?
Yeah, I did try that one. I had never eaten anything like that before.
So Mr. Popular, it's non-GMO half pop corn kernels that we dust with sea salt. And, you know, we have like a special way of popping and roasting the corn kernels. So they only halfway pop. It's really fun. The kids get a kick out of it. It has just the right amount of crisp crunch. And then we have another one that we mix that one with dark chocolate morsels, and we call that one Miss Popular. So we have a little love affair going with Mr. Popular and Miss Popular.
Oh, no, I really enjoyed that one. It was just so different. And because it's half popped, it just seemed more filling. And the crunch, you know, snacks and kids love crunch. It just seems like it goes together. So I could see why they picked that one as one of their favorite. And I only had a couple left over to bring home, and I gave it to my kids. And yeah, they loved it. So we were fighting over the last few bags. But anyways, Joy, thank you so much for coming and being with us today in our Family Food Kitchen. I want everybody to be able to find your snacks, and that's at www.nourishsnacks.com. Or if you want to learn more about Joy, go to www.joybauer.com. And for us, check our past episodes on radiomd.com. And in the meantime, eat well and stay well.